Toast the tortilla with ordinary time one. The first reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 31b to 39. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all. How will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you. He replied, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healing today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose, that I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day. For it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophet and stoned those sent to you, how many times I yearned to gather you, your children together at a hand, gather her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned, but I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Love is stronger than death. Love had power to motivate the lover to sacrifice for the beloved. Many are touched by the story of a mother who cut her breast so that her baby could suck her blood because she no longer had milk in her. All the love stories such as Titanic, Romeo and Juliet, or You Must Live. When one is motivated by love, one could do such brave acts. Today's readings center around God's love for man and man responding to his love. In the first reading, St. Paul ascertained that If God so loved the world to the point that he sacrificed his only son to die for man, he would not hold back anything he can give to them. To respond to this immense love, man needs to overcome all obstacles in their life, even their death, to be loyal to God's love. In the gospel, when some of the Pharisees notified Jesus that King Herod is looking to kill him so that he could hide himself from him, Jesus was not afraid. He sent word to him that he will continue to work to fulfill the plan which his father entrusted him to do, and he is ready to accept the death in Jerusalem. Second analysis. First reading. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Third point. God's love for human beings. Even we never see God, but when we look up and see Christ died on the cross, we should feel God's love for us. St. Paul said, if God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? St. Paul, as well as St. John, did not concern about God's judgment than God's love for human beings. St. Paul rhetorically asked, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yet was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. St. John said, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Therefore, God did not concern about judgment, but human beings judge themselves by their welcoming or their rejecting God's love through Christ. See John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. Second point. Human respond to God's love. Since we felt God's love for us, we must find out all possible ways to respond to this love. Some obstacles could prevent people to respond to God's love are, first, child and suffering. Real love demands people to accept all suffering and to overcome all trials. St. Paul challenged these reasons, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Human strength is not enough to overcome suffering, but with God's love and grace, people can overcome all obstacles in life. Second, death. Human nature desire life and avoid death. But after one is enlightened by the Holy Spirit, one must be ready to accept even death to be a witness for the truth. Death in body is not the end. It is just the beginning of a new and happy life with God the Father and Christ. after the waiting time. Absence in faith, absence in heart, or longer brain, weaker our knees. When someone must wait or suffer for a long period of time, he tends to lose his patience and to fall easily to the devil's trap by losing his faith. To avoid such situation, he needs to strengthen daily three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love through prayer and reception of the sacraments. In a word, our love for God and Christ must be firm for us to proclaim as Saint Paul, "I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Second, the Gospel. "I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem." Jesus seldom called anyone by an animal name. But in Luke today passage, he called Herod a fox to indicate his thrill and contempt of truth. Jesus expressed his feeling for him and for the people of Jerusalem as follows. First point. For Herod Antipas of Galilee, he the one who killed John the Baptist because he spoke the truth. And now he is looking to destroy Jesus. When Jesus was announced of his wicked plan, and he was not afraid and sent his words back to him, "Go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem." Jesus would like to finish the mission with his Father and Church to him. Even he would face many opposition, sufferings, and death. Second point, for the people of Jerusalem. In the middle of the Olive Mountain today, there is a chapel called Jesus Web Chapel, with a tiny hole to look down Jerusalem Temple. According to the tradition, Jesus stopped here before his passion and death to mourn for the people of Jerusalem as in today's passage. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophet and stoning those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together at a hand, gather her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" There is no deeper pain than the refusing of one's love. However, Jesus was still loyal in his love for the people to the end, with a hope that they will recognize and welcome His love for them. The prophecy that Jerusalem people will see Jesus and pray, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," was fulfilled when Jesus solemnly entered the city before of his passion. Application in life. The most important thing in our life is to recognize God's love for us. This can be achieved by many ways: studying scripture, meditating what God has done for ourselves, our family, and the whole of humankind. Once we felt God's love for us, we must be courageous as Jesus and St. Paul, ready to face all worldly power and to fulfill our mission which God had entrusted to us, and to love God and people until the end. Amen.